Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all. It's Thursday, January 30th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. The rumors were true. Hadestown is indeed being filmed for a pro shot next month in London's West End. This was the main reason that all five principal cast members from the original Broadway company had been announced to join the West End cast in mid-February for 4 weeks only. Filming will take place across three performances at London's Lyric Theatre on February 28th and March 1st. 2,000 tickets will be made available to purchase for each performance. They will go on sale tomorrow at 7 a.m. Eastern Time, 12 noon in London. In preparation for the filming, the scheduled performances from February 25th through 27th have now been canceled. A release date and plans for the filmed version of Hadestown are still to be determined. Meanwhile, it also continues its New York run at the Walter Kerr Theater. A new Velma Kelly is arriving at the Cook County Jail. Chicago says hello to Sophie Carmen Jones beginning February 10th. She made her Broadway debut replacing for the role of Nini in Moulin Rouge and just played her final performance in the show last Sunday. Carmen Jones succeeds Kimberly Marrable, who plays her final performance as Velma February 9th. Chicago is the longest-running American musical in Broadway history and continues at the Ambassador Theater. And finally today, congratulations to Jenny Gersten, who has just been named the next Artistic Director of Musical Theater at New York City Center. She will now lead the Manhattan venue's Encore series of staged concert productions, including their annual gala presentations. Gersten, who has served as a producer at City Center since 2020, succeeds Lear de Bessonet, who begins her stint at Lincoln Center Theater in June. In a statement, Gersten said, "I'm a New Yorker first and a musical theater fan second. Making musicals happen at City Center is the greatest privilege, to be of service not just to musical theater lovers, but also to our many communities. What I enjoy most is giving audiences what they want and presenting them with something they didn't know they wanted. City Center holds a special place for me and so many artists, and I feel so fortunate to be continuing this journey with the talented staff and dedicated audience." And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.